The InterVarsity staff at the National Service Center in Madison, Wisconsin, gathers on Wednesday mornings for a chapel service. This podcast features remarks from January 11, 2006 by InterVarsity President Alec Hill on his top 10 list for 2006.
Josh and I were chatting last month about the chapel and what might be helpful in terms of my sharing with you. So thinking about David Letterman, I thought, well, let's do a top 10 list, the top 10 strategic items we're working on. And that sounded a little dry for chapel, so I went on that one. And then I thought I'd be a little devilish. That let's talk about the 10 most annoying items. Notice I said items, not people. That'd be a little depressing, so I didn't go that direction. So finally landed on the things that are most exciting to me about this year. And as you'll see from the list, they're both personal and involving InterVarsity. I also thought of another list would be things I'm least excited about this year, and I'll share a couple of those. This is sort of an alternative evil list. My daughter graduating from high school and leaving home, Bill's retirement, Josh's promotion from the executive office, which, by the way, all of these are happy for the people who are moving on. They're also sort of an honorable mention. You know, you get the top 10, and then you get the basketball range, you get the honorable mentions. And we have three new RDs who are taking flight this year in terms of coming on last year, but really I think Craig Gartland, Greg Howe, and Thomas is seeing them flourish. We're taking a family vacation in Seattle. These are honorable mentions. These didn't make the list, but as I thought about it afterwards, the ISM conference that just occurred, Greeks, I could go on and on down the list. But let me get to the official list now, which are the 10 items. Get the drums, please, here. And again, this combines personal and InterVarsity. So the first one of the things that I'm doing on Thursday nights with Terry Erickson for the next 6 weeks is we're leading a seekers class here for Blackhawks people who aren't Christians, who want to know more about the gospel. And it has been real fun. We did it once last week, and we have it tomorrow night. And there are about 10 of them, and my favorite email address of one of the women who's coming is Wine Goddess of Madison. And so you get a variety of folks coming to these, and they come for a whole lot of reasons. But, you know, when I was in Seattle for years and years, I led Friday night Bible studies with international students. So I have missed this. I've missed being around people who are seeking. And what's interesting to me in talking with the folks at Blackhawk, there have been four of these groups that have been led in the past. And guess who's led them? Lisa Chin, Rich Henderson, Terry Erickson, and now me. So in that huge church, the four people who've led these are all InterVarsity types. That says something to you. I might also piggyback on this one and say I'm very excited about how we're reconfiguring our evangelism initiative and how that will grow. So Terry's really excited. Terry's really kind of fun. I've got this assistant. Actually, I'm the leader of this class, and Terry's my humble assistant. He's pouring the coffee. I really enjoy this. And I think if these people only knew the wealth that's in this room, and I think Terry's just so pleased to see me doing this that he just wants to be supportive. Last Thursday was his birthday, and he was there. All right. The second most exciting thing for me, personally again, is to volunteer with the AIDS Network here in Madison. This started last summer when Mary and I were involved in the bike-a-thon, and we held flags at, it was Highway 51 or 151, and helped stop the bikes. We'd stop traffic, believe me. We stopped the bikes as they would go through. And what I'm trying to do is volunteer quarterly. What's really hard with a schedule like mine is to get in any kind of a service routine. When I was in Seattle, there were two activities that took a lot of my time. One was a nursing home, and the other one was a shelter. But those were regular sort of occurrences. So I felt, with both of these items I mentioned, sort of a poverty in my soul of being detached further and further from real life-giving ministry. And so I'm excited about both of these. The third is, Randy, I didn't know you were going to be here, so I'm not sucking up here to Randy White. We're talking about visiting the Oakland Urban Project this summer and taking a group of donors. And we did this would be sort of mirror image of what I did with the Global Project last summer. So I'd like to do every other summer. Isn't this kind of cool? You wish I had my job. Of course, if I give you the 10 most annoying things, you might have a different list. But this is really a cool part of my job. And we're hoping to take maybe up to 10, 15, 20 donors to Oakland to see what's going on there. There are four sites, 25 students. And I've only been in my time with the university in one other urban project, and that was in Philadelphia when I first came on. So I'm really excited about this. It's also a great opportunity for our donors and our board to see what's going on. Number seven, participate in the IFES General Secretary's training in May. This will be held in Germany, And as you know, there are 150 nations involved with IFES. I expect probably 100 to 110 general secretaries will come from around the world. We will be together, I think, 10 days. And this reminds me of 2002 when I went to World Assembly and had a pre-week where there were 75 of us together. And it is truly one of the highlights and perks of my job. You know, you sit across the table from a woman who was on the board from Eritrea, and I had resettled Eritrean refugees back in my former life in World Relief, and I'm thinking, what kind of boldness and courage does it take to come to a conference like this to be involved with an Eritrean Christian student movement? I mean, it's so hostile to the gospel. So I'm really looking forward to that time. Also, I think, you know, I was 2 years on the regional secretaries team representing North America. So the 9 or 10 regional secretaries, I really feel close to. So this, to me, is a perk. My oldest daughter, Laura, is so jealous. She thinks I have a charmed life that I get to do such things. Now, notice, I'm giving you the gravy of my job here, okay? So these are the gravy. Number 6, to be part of Encuentro. Now, how many of you went through the first cohort last month? And how many of you are going to be next week? That includes me. We're all part of the same cohort. This is a dream, a vision that we've been working on for a couple years. I want to thank Tom and Barney and who else, Lori and Judy and Keith. Really exciting about this, that we are developing a sense of cohesion and community, a sense of sort of an ONS for staff here, and what that's going to bring in terms of interdepartmental friendships and working together. So I just want you to know this is it's really exciting to see this program incarnated, fleshed out. And I want to thank the team for working on that. Number 5, finalize our new multi-ethnic national initiative. This has been in process for 9 months or so. Paul Fuller, as you know, was out of action for about 6 weeks with some surgery. She's back in the saddle, so to speak. And we hope that in the short period of time, however long that will be, that this initiative will be fleshed out. We already have some of the basic building blocks in terms of leadership development, sort of university culture, vision, external relationships, some training issues. It's really nice to see this coming out. A number of you also will be going out to LA, I presume, for the ME staff conference, and I'll be there. And I think all of this sort of ties together in this journey that we're on. Number 4, conduct a vision campaign feasibility study. Actually, I slipped a couple strategic ones in here because I couldn't resist, but this is highly significant. Notice one of the words we're using is vision campaign rather than capital campaign or just campaign, because what happens is people lapse into the capital campaign. We are not about bricks and mortar at InterVarsity. We're about flesh and blood. So a vision campaign would be the idea of raising money for the national initiatives that we already have. The idea of bringing in a consultant, talking with some of our major donors and board members, and seeing how much we can actually raise. Now, because we are a fellowship of 70,000, I think, plus donors who tend to be of a smaller order, the idea of a vision campaign is challenging. So we'll see how much we can raise, what's feasible with our pool. But the idea is to go into Urbana with a sense of this is what we're going to go for, and then quietly start launching it through Urbana and then into 2007. So it's to get our ducks in order this year. So it's actually very exciting. And that actually ties in perfectly with the next one, which is number 3, is to craft a renewed strategic plan from our 6 national initiatives. One of the things we decided to do as a cabinet was rather than start all over with a new strategic plan, is that all the 6 initiatives are in varying places in terms of their maturing. And some of them, which have matured more than others, actually need to be rethought through. So what we're doing is keeping the same footprint of the 6 and then looking at them in terms of what that would mean. If we think about leadership development, for example, and expand, we're much wiser and further down the path than we were 3 years ago. We came up with the initial plan. And then also with the vision campaign, where that comes in, the feasibility studies, how much can we actually raise and how do we apportion? So we've got some real significant sort of planning, budgeting, dreaming, and scheming to do the next few months. There was some talk of doing this in 06, but with Urbana and other things, we felt that let's do it right. Let's pace this thing. We figured one major St. Louis change in a year was probably enough, right? The good news is, the hope is that we can get these two streams flowing together in terms of what we're going to raise, how much money you think we can raise, and then how we're going to try to, what we're going to raise it for. Although we already know the what, we just don't know how it's going to be proportioned or how much it's going to be. So that's exciting to me. All right, now, there are 2 left, and of course, if I have you guess, that's kind of cheesy, isn't it? particularly since she wouldn't have guessed probably the top four at all, or the top three anyway. You know. So, all right, I'll just keep going. These get a little more predictable. Host Urbana 06. I am pumped about Urbana 06. I think we're going to have a fabulous time. The kickoff in St. Louis, which we held chapel on again, I think sets a nice stage and feeling for that. Jim Tebbe today is on the East Coast having significant program conversations, which are no announcements here, but we're excited about what can be and what can come out of Urbana 06. Even today I got an email from someone that talked about how 1979 Urbana changed his life. He's now in Congo doing work there. So Urbana continues to be something near and dear. The number one reason I'm excited about 2006 is growth, our growth initiative, or camp, Grow Our Campus Witnesses, both chapter plan and chapter building. I have to let you know, this just makes my adrenaline run. We hope to have 110 staff here this summer for NISA. 110. We're going to be talking about chapter planning and chapter building. This is going to change the culture of InterVarsity. Now, for those of you who are old-timers, you're laughing. Change the culture? Isn't that the culture? Well, actually, for the last 10, 15, 20 years, we have not intentionally talked about these things in the same way we intend to talk about them now. So this will become a driver. That's it. That's what I'm excited about this year. Now, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm excited about my wife. I'm excited about all of you. And I hope none of you are bummed that I didn't mention you. I mean, this is not a scientific thing. But these are just some of the things that are on my heart.